This is Akashvani, the news read by Abhishek Mukhopadhyay. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today received a phone call from Russian President Vladimir Putin. In a social media post, Mr. Modi thanked the Russian president for sharing insights on his recent meeting with the US President Donald Trump in Alaska. The Prime Minister said that India has consistently called for a peaceful resolution of the Ukraine conflict and supports all efforts in this regard. Mr. Modi said that he is looking forward to the continued exchanges with President Putin in the days to come. Meanwhile, US President Donald Trump, ahead of his meeting with Ukrainian counterpart Volodymyr Zelensky tonight, asserted that the Ukrainian leader can end the war with Russia if he wants to. Mr. Zelensky said to meet the US president at the White Office tonight with a group of top European leaders. Both houses of parliament were adjourned for the day following opposition protest over the Special Intensive Division, SIR, of electoral rolls in Bihar. A Lok Sabha disruptions began at 11 a.m., prompting Speaker Om Birla to warn members against damaging property. Amid continued sloganeering, the House was adjourned twice before being suspended for the day at 2 p.m. Before adjournment, Birla congratulated Group Captain Suvanshu Shukla for becoming the first Indian abroad the International Space Station. Science and Technology Minister Dr. Jitendra Singh highlighted future space goals, including a moon mission by 2040 and an Indian space station by 2035. Despite protests, Commerce Minister Piyush Goyal introduced the Jan Vishwas Bill and Education Minister Dharmendra Pradhan tabled amendments to the IIM Act. In Rajya Sabha adjournment, notices on the SIR issue were rejected. Opposition protests led to a walkout. The House later passed the Indian Ports Bill 2025 before adjourning. Parliament today passed the Indian Ports Bill 2025 with Rajya Sabha approving the bill. It aims to establish and empower state maritime boards for effective management of ports other than major ports. Union Minister for Health and Family Welfare J.P. Nadda today said that India's semiconductor dream is turning into reality. He said that the country's semiconductor industry is set for a big leap projected to be worth $100 to $110 billion by 2030. In a social media post, Mr. Nadda said that the government has launched several initiatives such as electronics, systems design and manufacturing, ESDM, the India Semiconductor Mission and the Semicon India program, aimed at creating a robust ecosystem to support the industry. India's unemployment rate dropped to 5.2% in July 2025, down from 5.6% in June for individuals aged 15 years and above. According to the Ministry of Statistics and Program Implementation, monthly labour force and unemployment data, the unemployment rate for female was at 5.1%, while the male stood at 5.3%. Dubai International Airport has launched an AI-powered passenger corridor, allowing travellers to clear immigration in seconds without documents as part of its Travel Without Borders initiative. The system, introduced at Terminal 3's first and business class lounges, uses facial recognition and pre-registered biometrics to verify up to 10 passengers at once in as little as 14 seconds. Lieutenant General Mohammed Al-Mari said the corridor aims to replace traditional passport control, enhancing speed and security. The innovation builds on Dubai's earlier smart tunnel and positions the city as a global leader in seamless travel technology. Kapil Basla from Palwal, Haryana, won India's first gold at the 16th Asian Shooting Championships in Simkent, Kazakhstan, winning the 10-meter air pistol men junior final with a score of 243.0. He left behind Uzbekistan's Ikombek Obiadyanov by 0.6 points in a thrilling finish. India's Jonathan Gavin Anthony secured bronze with a score of 220.7. Kapil and Jonathan also combined with Vijay Tomar to win the team silver in the event with a total of 1,723. In the seniors event, India claimed team silver with Anmol Jain, Aditya Malra and Saurabh Chaudhary. India thus ended day one with one gold, two silvers and one bronze. Mumbai recorded 177 millimeters of rainfall in 6 to 8 hours today, causing waterlogging at 14 spots and disrupting daily life. And that is the end of this news bulletin.